They say the harder you work, the luckier you get. And aptly named, the lottery winners are the definition of that. In fact, the Manchester indie band have hit the jackpot. Their latest 2023 album, Anxiety Replacement Therapy, hit the magic number one in the UK album charts, collaborating with Frank Turner, Sean Ryder and Boy George. They've supported the likes of Tom Jones, Paul Weller, Shed Seven and Richard Ashcroft, and later this year they're with Nickelback. They've just been described by Q magazine as one of the most exciting acts in the world right now. And the Lancashire Underdogs will now open the show at Wigan's Robin Park on July the 18th for none other than Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And to tell us all about it and their soaring success, I'm delighted to say that my special guest today is their very charismatic frontman, Tom Rylance. Tom, that's some introduction. How's things?
It is. I felt a bit emotional hearing all that, but it's true. Not a single bit of it was a lie there, Graham.
You've been described as one of the greatest live bands out there in the world at the moment. Q magazine obviously gave you a great testimonial recently. Why do you think you've had such a meteoric success?
I think we're just authentic, to be honest, mate. I don't think like we're trying to be anything that we're not. And I think people relate to that. I think we write music that we believe in. I think there's nothing worse than like disingenuous music, and you can tell it's not, there's no emotion in there or feeling or pain or joy or whatever the emotion is. I think that we try and make our live gigs an experience rather than just, you know, a bunch of people listening to some songs. And I don't know. But I just know that we're just going to keep doing it. And I'm very proud to be Q Magazine's one of the most exciting bands in the world right now. I think that's so cool. And specifically, they did mention me as being one of the most likable frontmen.
Is that important to you, Tom?
You know what? I wish I could say that it wasn't. That, like, oh, I don't care what the press say and things like that. But I used to buy that magazine with my paper round money and read it religiously. And also when you've, like, okay, I'm getting a bit deep already, like it's therapy. But when you've spent your whole life, like, I've got ADHD and I grew up and that was difficult, you know, getting kicked out of school and things like that. And because they didn't really understand it, and I never really felt like I fit in anywhere. And then when you've got like a magazine that you used to buy, literally describing you as likable, when you've spent your whole life feeling like people don't like you because of who you are. Yeah, it made me a bit emotional. I did a small cry when I read that, to be honest.
Well, do you know what? I normally ask bands who are having such great success, do you have to pinch yourselves? In your case, I'm going to say, does it feel like you've won the lottery?
You know what? Yeah, I really am very aware of that I am having the best time of my life right now. And I keep checking in with myself to do that and just be like, enjoy these moments and remember it and don't moan, because it's tiring. Like, I haven't been home for a long time now. And but I'm in no way moaning about that. I don't take a second of it for granted. You know, I really love everything that we get to do together.
I see that. And before we go any further, obviously we need to make a deal about the Wigan Robin Park gig on July the 18th. I mean, what does it mean to you to be supporting fellow Manchester icon Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds?
It means the world to me. Like, the first album I ever bought when I was a kid with that paper round money was Be Here Now by Oasis. And I listened to it until the CD on my CD Walkman didn't work anymore. And so, and you know, bizarrely, Graham, I've become like friends with Noel. I met him at a festival last year and just got hit off with him. He's dead funny. He's like, to me, he was like this god,
I need to ask you, Tom, obviously you say bizarrely, but I mean, you're in that world now, but do you still get starstruck?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just like trying to play it cool all the time. But inside, I'm just a bunch of butterflies, just absolutely fizzing, you know. And we're standing next to Noel and then trying to build the confidence up to just say, all right, Noel, you know, that was mad. And I still remember like exactly how I felt in that moment, and then the relief when he was just so open and receptive to chatting, and then we exchanged numbers. He actually sorted me out with a guitar, and so it's like I sometimes just text Noel Gallagher, and he always responds, and he's always funny, and it's just like they say, never meet your heroes, don't they? But you know, in this case. Absolutely. I'm so happy and pinch myself that I've got Noel Gallagher's phone number in my phone. But like, it didn't even come through Noel, this gig. Like, so it's not because like, I'm mates with him that I got the gig. We're actually really good as well.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I've listened to you endlessly, but like I said, I've not seen you live yet. I've got to put that right.
Oh, you need to come to this one then.
Well,
mate.
I'm going to get a lot of chance, aren't I? Because you've got a lot of gigs coming up through the rest of the year, and we'll touch on that a bit later on. But first of all, I just want to say that obviously when you're supporting act, some of the guys and girls who are buying tickets, they're going to be an old Gallagher fan, so they might have not seen you live. So what can music fans who've not seen you live expect? How long are you going to be playing? Will it be greatest hits? What's going to happen on that gig?
Yeah, well, we're going to just do our thing, really. And it's kind of worked so far. Like, we built this whole thing by doing support slots. Like, that was always the plan. We've been very lucky to support a lot of our favourite artists. And that's always translated with the audience, really. So I wouldn't say we've got any hits, but we'll be certainly playing our greatest flops. And
yeah. For the uninitiated, I just want to say that the lottery winners comprise of witty electric frontman Tom, who we're speaking to now, cool sultry bass of Katie Lloyd, the pounding powerhouse of Joe Singleton on drums, and Rob Lally's slinky melodies. A great lineup there, and it's great to see a girl power with Katie on the bass.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's the best bass player I've ever met, regardless of like gender. She's just unbelievably good on the bass, and just I'm so proud of her, and I'm proud of us all. And we've got this like family unit, and it's been the same for so many years. And we know each other inside out, and we love each other and care for each other. And we're just there. And we've been through all the highs and all the lows together. And I'm very lucky. I really am lucky to have my best friends.
Well, we're really lucky to have you. And what an album you gave us with Anxiety Replacement Therapy. Some great collaborations in there with Frank Turner, Sean Ryder, and I think Boy George as well was on that, wasn't
yeah.
it? Now, you described it as a self-help tape for those struggling in life. It's got these themes of mental health. It's resonated well, hasn't it, with music fans. So your music's obviously important and meaningful. And I just wondered, kind of, when you need a pick-me-up, who do you listen to?
I only ever drive around listening to my own music, Graham, to be honest.
Love it.
Like, and I get some stick for that. From like the rest of the band, because like they'll know when I'm arriving at a place, because you'll hear like lottery winners on full blast getting closer and closer. But I do listen to my own band quite a lot, and that's because it's like autobiographical. I'm directly writing about my own emotions and feelings, and I'm always like, well, do you think Jamie Oliver doesn't eat his own cooking? Like, what are you on about? So I listen to my own stuff when I need that pick me up, because I'm literally writing about myself.
Oh, I love
it. And it's kind of nice to have that. But I also love a wealth of other music, obviously, you know.
Yeah. What kind of stuff? What other things do you listen to?
The reason I write songs with the Smiths, I thought that Morrissey's poetry and the way he could put emotion down into a melody was just bewildering to me. And I remember discovering that as an early teen, and it just changing everything about how I felt about myself as a person. And when you can listen to an artist and it changes who you are as a person, that is such like a poignant part of your life. You know, I listen to Oasis, I listen to Noel's records, so being able to play with him, that's a really big deal. I love so much, man. The Beach Boys, from the Beach Boys to the Streets, to Eminem, to I don't know, Tame Impala, just anything, man. Like, you know, there's so much great music out there, and the internet has made it so people can express themselves so freely, and it's great to hear.
A very good friend of mine is a record producer called Elliot Kennedy, and Elliot tells me that he describes music as a backstage pass to your soul.
Nice. I'm going to have that. I'm going to pretend I came up with that.
Yeah, it's a nice one, isn't it? But he also tells me lots of music fans who've written to him about how his music has touched people. What kind of impact have you heard from other people who've heard anxiety replacement therapy? Has it helped other people?
Yeah, that's been the best part of it. Like, obviously, it was nice getting number one and getting the trophy and everything. But the message is when people reach out and say that the music's really helped them through a tough time, or it really speaks to them. In particular, the song "Letter to Myself," which is like a note that I wrote to my 12-year-old self to let him know that everything was going to be all right. That's been played in loads of schools now, to like year sixes or year sevens. And you know, kids have annotated it and stuff like that. And I get teachers saying, I'm teaching your song to these kids. And I've seen kids like performing it and stuff. And that is just so touching. Because if it helps any of those kids who felt the way I did when I was 12, then yeah, that's better than any number one trophy, you know.
Do you feel the pressure's on you a bit though now, Tom, to come up with album number four and replicate what you've done?
Yeah, it's well scary. Like, I've got to do something like amazing, and I didn't mean to do something amazing with anxiety replacement therapy. Although I kind of do, I'm really proud of that as a body of work. But like, I went through a bit of a rough time, and I wrote about it, and as I was writing about it, I started to feel better about it all, and so it's kind of chronologically, it is a self-help thing, but like not on purpose. It helped me throughout writing the record. And we're working on the next one, but yeah, it does feel, it's like the second album syndrome, but on album four.
Yeah. Where are you with album four? Have we got a title? Have we got any tracks yet? Have we got a date?
Yeah, I've got the title. I'm not going to say it yet. I'd say we're looking pretty healthy on the songs. I've written about 25 that we're going to whittle down to 10. And I reckon we'll be releasing it Jan 25.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Excellent. And before then, obviously, you've got a very busy calendar, haven't you? I noticed, I just did a check through your fantastic website, by the way, which I'll be giving a plug. And we'll give all the details. And by the way, for the Wigan Park gig as well, we'll also have all the details for any available tickets. I don't know where it is with sales. I think that's going to sell out if it's not thereabouts anyway. But I noticed, just looking at some of the dates that you've got coming up, you've got Leeds, you've got Blackpool Tower, sold out two shows there. But then you've got the dates with Nickelback coming up, Glasgow, Manchester, London. And you're going to be playing Netherlands and Italy as well, and then you're back for more gigs over here. So you've got a busy 2024. Is it true the harder you work, the luckier you get?
Absolutely, think that. Yeah, we've always just put ourselves out there. You've got to be there for those opportunities, haven't you? Like, the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunities will come to you. Like, I do think that's true. We've never been shy of hard work. I think that's the only way to do it.
And just finally, have you ever won the lottery, Tom, or do you feel like you've won the lottery?
I've never put it on, you know. Like, maybe I'll do... I feel like the first time I ever put it on, I'll win it, just so the headline will write itself.
But do you think that you feel like you've won the lottery in terms of what you've achieved, particularly over the last 18 months?
Yeah, I feel like we have, but I feel like we've also worked very, very hard for the ticket.
Well, Tom, listen, been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I hope it's not going to be the last time. And just to remind everybody again, you've got that amazing gig that's going to be coming up this summer on July the 18th. You're going to be supporting Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. So good luck with that one, and I'll see you very, very soon.
Nice one, Graham. Lovely to chat to you, mate.